This week, schools in St. Louis and around the nation are taking part in a so-called Hour of Code, designed to increase awareness about computer science education. Part of what organizers are hoping to do is get more female and minority students excited about learning how to code. And this week, the White House announced a new plan to revamp the Advanced Placement course in computer science. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd explains how the project dovetails with efforts to diversify America's tech pipeline.
First, you should know that not that many students take the Advanced Placement course in computer science. Out of a little more than 2.3 million students for all subjects, fewer than 40,000 took an exam for the course last year. But the lack of minority and female students is jaw-dropping. Just 20% of test takers were female, and just 4% of test takers were African American. And if you want to know what's being done to help diversify that data, you can start by taking a seat at the empty desk next to high school senior Jackie Parker.
My friend walked in here, he was like, all these kids look like a bunch of nerds. And I'm like, no, they're not nerds. They're really smart, and it is fun.
Parker, who is African American, goes to Rittner High School in North St. Louis County. On a recent morning, she and other students are working on projects that line up with the new AP computer science curriculum that's being tested across the country. Students learn to code by doing things like making their own video games. And here's the response Parker gets when she shows her friends what she's done in class.
You made this? You programmed this yourself? Like, yeah, and it was the bomb. It was so fun.
Out of the 11 kids in this classroom, 4 are African American. Now, for some perspective. Of all the 255 students in Missouri who took the exam for the current AP Computer Science course last year, only 6 were African American. Now meet the guy who's spent the last 6 years trying to even out the numbers.
My name is Owen Astrakhan. I am a professor of the practice of computer science at Duke University.
With a $5.3 million grant from the National Science Foundation, Astrakhan is running the project to develop a new class called AP Computer Science Principles.
Rebooting computer science education is exactly what we're doing.
While they want to attract more students overall, they're especially interested in female and minority students. And he says the AP course is a great place to start.
It's hard to get a national lever to move things, and the Advanced Placement program that College Board runs is such a lever.
Thousands of high schools in America offer AP classes, so that makes it easier to scale up best practices for recruiting more female and minority students. And as for the curriculum, remember Jackie Parker, who is so excited about what she makes in class? Well, that's the basic idea. Students are brought along slowly and shown the real-world applications of what they learn.
Making it possible for students to succeed in a different way without having to sit and have their entire year of learning judged in a 3-hour exam.
They're still playing around with the exact formula for the exam, but Astrakhan says roughly 40 to 60% would be a traditional test. The rest would be project-based. And he says the class is also designed to have lots and lots of group assignments.
We already know that what's going on in high schools is being picked up in colleges and universities. So there is a feedback loop in all these groups, making sure that how diversity works in one place helps it work at all levels.
And with that, let's return to Rittner High School in North St. Louis County. Because the class is still in development, students here won't be able to take a test that could get them college credit. That part of the project is still 2 years away. But Brandon Anderson says it's still worth it. The senior, who is African American, is planning to study computer science at the University of Missouri next fall.
If I wouldn't have taken this class, I would have had no idea what I was doing. But taking this, I know I have a base to start at.
For teachers and academics who hope to rewire computer science education in America, the real test will come in the fall of 2016, when the official version of the course will be debuted in classrooms across the country. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.